Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is that day that we just give God the glory. We praise Him, we love Him, and we adore Him, and we magnify Him. Above all, we thank God for everything He has done for us. So today is the day that God has given to us, and we just want to thank Him and give Him the glory and praise Him and love Him and just say, Lord, without You, we can't do nothing. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I can't do nothing. It's all about Him. And so now what we do is we just depend upon whatever He is. And see, complete dependence upon Him is so that we can be ready to do what God has called us to do. Now, I want to just say to you in love, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love Him, and I praise Him, and I adore Him, and I magnify Him, and I thank God for Him. You're supposed to be on. You're supposed to be on. We on now. Yeah. No. Go ahead and call us.
Central Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. I'd love to invite you to come and worship with us. And our Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and our Wednesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. I'd love to see your face in the place. Well, hello, Apostle.
Hello, how you doing, Apostle? I'm blessed, Pastor. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going good. Going good. God is good.
All the time. All the time.
His mercy endures forever.
Forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, but I'm staying with the old one for the time being until I get everything settled in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like to talk about faith today.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk about faith. The scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, Paul says, what saith it? He says, the word is nigh in thy mouth and in thy heart. He says, for this is the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that salvation now is whole life by spirit. Spiritually.
Amen.
Prosperity in every area of our life.
Amen.
And God says, He says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You got to believe that God wants you healed. You got to believe that God wants you prosperous. You got to believe that God wants you to wealthy and healthy. You got to believe. You got to believe that God wants you on top and not on the bottom. He wants you to live the abundant life. We've got to believe. He says, with the heart, man, believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to believe it in your heart, and you got to confess it with your mouth. That's faith. That's the power of faith. And that's what I want to talk about today. The power of faith. The power of faith. And you got a lot of these great so-called great teachers out here, and they're teaching it great, all wrong. They're teaching it all wrong. They're teaching it like it's just going to fall out the sky and fall in your lap, the favor of God. They're teaching it like you can do anything you want to do. Just
Amen.
Do your own thing.
Hey.
All things. For the gift of God, not of works, let any man should boast. It is through all faith. We're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
We access the grace of God, the favor of God. How? Through faith. We're saved through faith. We please God through faith. The scripture says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to them who diligently seek it. The Bible, the scripture says it's impossible to please God without faith. We can't, you can't even begin to please God unless you're walking by faith. I'm talking about the power of faith. We're saved through faith. We please God through faith. Jesus, the great quality of life that God has for us through faith. The quality of our life is determined by our faith, Apostle Honor.
Amen.
Jesus always said, let it be according to your what?
Faith. Amen. Hey.
Oh, glory to God. When he healed someone, he says, your what?
Faith.
Has made you whole.
My God.
Your faith. That's what Jesus always would say. When he would heal someone, he said, your faith, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. So the quality of your life, the quality of our lives, Dr. Hunter, are determined by faith. I'm talking about the power of faith. We're saved through faith. We please God through faith. The quality of our lives are determined by our faith. Oh, glory to God. I'm getting excited. I'm up here. I had to pull over and pause, Apostle Hunter. I'm on the road.
Go right ahead.
Apostle Hunter, I'm always excited about the message of faith. That's what I'm called to teach. I'm called to teach people how to use their faith. That's my calling. And I'm ready in season and out of season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The power, I'm talking about the power of faith. God looks for your faith. Jesus, he looks for your faith. He looks for your faith. And I remember there was this young lady, Tabitha. She was dead. She was dead. And they went and got Jesus. Jesus went into the room. And the Bible says, the Apostle Hunter, that he put some people out.
Yes. Put them out.
He put some people out of the room.
Yes.
Because they were whining and they were unbelieving. They were lacking faith. And so he put them out of the room to get them out of the room. Once he put them out of the room, all of a sudden, Tabitha called. Oh, glory to God. Jesus brought her back to life after he put all the unbelievers out of the room.
Amen.
We have put unbelief out of our life. Faith has the power to raise people from the dead. Oh, glory to God. Faith, your faith has the power to raise dead situations back to life. Your faith has the power to restore cells in your body, to restore major organs in your body. Your faith. Jesus says, let it be according not to his faith. He says, let it be according to your faith.
Amen.
Jesus says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Oh, glory to God. According to your faith. Your faith determines the quality of your life. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about the power of faith. You got to speak God's word. You got to believe God's word. You got to act on God's word. Oh, glory to God. The ABCs of faith. Ask. Believe you receive. Confess. Confess the word of God. Speak in agreement with the word of God. Demonstrate. Act according to the word of God. These are the ABCs of faith. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Ask for what you want. You have not because you ask not. The B is believe. You've got to believe that you receive. You doubt, you're going to do without. A person that's doubting and walking in unbelief is like the waves of the sea. That have, Jesus said, in Luke chapter 11, that you shall have whatsoever you say. You got to speak in agreement with the word of God. That's how we got saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, he said that if you confess Jesus as Lord with your what? Mouth. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved.
You
got to ask, you got to believe that you receive, you got to confess, that's speaking in agreement with the word of God, and the thing is you got to demonstrate. You got to act on the word of God. The scripture says in James that faith without works is dead. And E, you got to expect. The E is you got to expect. I'm giving you the ABCs of faith. The E is you got to expect. You got to expect a plan of action. God will give you a plan of action. You got to expect the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. That's the right application of the knowledge that you get from the word of God. You got to expect a miracle. God still does miracles.
He does.
You expect the strength to endure until change comes. You got to be in expectation. Expectation. You got to expect God's word to do what it did. Your neck got to be stuck out like a goose. You got to expect a plan of action. Wisdom of God.
Got to
the favor of God. Expect God to raise someone up with power and influence to help you.
Yeah.
You got to expect a miracle and expect the strength to endure until change comes. Oh, glory to God. And then the F is you've got to forgive. We've got to walk in forgiveness. And if we don't forgive our brother, how do we expect for God to forgive us? It will work if we walk in unforgiveness. So we've got to forgive. And that's the ABCs of faith. Ask, believe you receive, confess, demonstrate, expect, and forgive.
Yeah.
The ABCs of faith. There's power in faith to change the world, to change your life, to change your situation. There's power, oh glory to God. Dr. Hunter, there's power
in
faith. I remember years ago, I was very young in the ministry. It was in our first or second year, that was my first or second year as a pastor. Now I was having throughout life, I've always had some level of success. I was talking to God one day, Apostle Hodges.
Yeah.
I was talking to God one day. I said, God, I was talking to him just like I'm talking to you right now. And those who are listening all around the world. I was talking to God, and I was saying, God, I see in my life that I'm having a certain level of success in certain areas of my life. And if I could find out what I'm doing, I don't know how I'm getting this success. I don't know what I'm doing to have the success.
I knew it.
And I was talking to God. I said, God, if you can show me what I'm doing to have the success, I can have it all the time. I can have it on a regular basis, a consistent basis. And I'll show others how to have success on a regular basis, consistently. And that's when God showed me the word of faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. That's when God taught me faith. That's when God put Bishop Isaiah Hilliard in my life to teach me faith. I had been hearing it throughout the years through Apostle Dr. Frederick K.C. Price, but I had no real grasp of it. I didn't understand it. But that's when God taught me faith. He taught me faith. He put these great men of God in my life to teach me faith. He taught me faith. When you walk by faith and not by sight, you can experience success on a consistent faith. You can experience success in life regularly. I'm talking about the power of faith. Look, you can't even please God without faith. You can't please God without faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says that it is impossible. It's not possible for anyone to please God if they're not in faith. It's not possible. Love is the greatest, and grace. You can't love someone from your wife, unless your husband, you can't love someone that murdered your mother, like what happened to me in my life. You can't love them unless they're by faith. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My mother was axe murdered. My mother was axe murdered when I was 16 years old.
My God.
It wouldn't be no way possible for me to love that man out of faith.
Yes,
you can't do that in the natural. And so I beg to differ. The most important thing that a man or woman can learn in life is how to walk by faith. You're saved by faith. You're saved. You can't even get saved unless you're walking by faith. God has dealt to every man. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, He's dealt to every man the measure of faith.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to use it. He starts everybody off with the same measure, but it's up to us to what? To use it.
To use it. That's it. Hey!
Oh, glory to God. You got to use it or you'll bust hell wide open. You'll die sick of disease. You'll live a miserable, defeated life if you don't use it. Oh, glory to God. You can have $1 million in the bank, but if you don't go draw it out and start using it, it's not going to work. That's why Paul said, hey, I'm not moved. None of this moved me. He said, man, I'm going to kill me. They're trying to set traps for me, lying and waiting for me. He said, but none of this moved me.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what God wanted me to share with you today.
Glory to God. That's been a blessing. That's been a blessing. So until the next time, next Thursday, we'll see y'all at 10 o'clock. God be blessed.
All right. God bless everyone. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
I have been.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Well, that's how things operate. That's why I say it's important to be just a little phone. One phone call away. Yes, he did. Yes. Okay, all right, then. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Give it go back to the doctor. I'll be all right. Okay, bye-bye now.
They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I would never amount to anything. But I want to never to know that I am still holding on.
They said I'm all about doing a thing.